I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Nepotism.
Oh, no.
All these are factors.
Dennis Kelly.
Yes.
Yeah, Dennis Kelly.
Who?
That would be the brother of Texans offensive coordinator Tim Kelly. He is set to visit with the Houston Texans.
I found out when you guys found out.
All right. So
Dennis Kelly.
I don't know. I good player.
Well, hold on.
He's good.
Hold on.
Goodish.
Hold on. So in my recent travels, I have
So you're not going to agree with me.
I've come across people who cover the Tennessee Titans very closely.
Oh, no.
They were none too surprised to learn that he got the axe from the Titans earlier this year.
Oh, really?
No.
Yeah.
No.
He'll fit right in.
You know who replaced Dennis Kelly in Tennessee?
Who?
Former Houston Texan Kendall Lamb.
Oh, I did see that. I did see that.
There's connections all over the place here.
Oh, man.
I want to know if the breaking news sounder got anybody scared.
Oh, it's been it should have. It's been happening like crazy.
Got anybody going?
Yeah, he's going to be 32 this year. I thought he was a pretty good player from what I saw.
Look, if he has to play, something went wrong.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Because he's played tackle. It is wild to me. The potential that Titus Howard is not going to end up playing tackle when the team drafted him, he should have been the future left tackle. Well, like when Titus Howard was drafted, yeah. Laremy Tunsil was not in a Texans uniform, and Titus Howard probably should have been getting ready to be the franchise left tackle, and we're going to be a couple of seasons later, and he might be playing guard.
Yeah.
That's wild to me.
I think there's this hell-bent on giving him the guard position for now, and then ultimately moving him outside Titus Howard.
I hate this rinky-dink move-around bullcrap that they've done over there. That's a Bill O'Brien thing.
Tim Kelly is the OC.
Yeah,
and
I know. It just feels so rinky-dink.
Yeah, and Nick Caserio's there. And you know what? Let's not let Titus Howard off the hook either. You know, I mean, he needs to establish himself as that guy as well.
Right, yeah. Look. You shut down T.J. Watt one game, and then there are some games where, you know, Joe Schmo's beating you.
Yeah.
You know, so some consistency would go a long way in cementing his spot on this team. Like, if he was just some shut-down, no-questions-asked right tackle, then we wouldn't even be having this conversation. But the fact that Marcus Cannon was brought on this team, mm-hmm. there's even a conversation to be had about who's the right tackle.
It also speaks to Marcus Cannon's health.
Now with Cannon's health a question mark, Dennis Kelly potentially could be coming in, and he might be playing the right tackle spot. So then maybe it's Howard at left guard or right guard. He doesn't play center.
Mm-hmm.
He still remains one of the better options for tackle should your initial tackle plan. It just gets very, I don't like this moving around stuff. I never liked it. I never liked the Xavier Suofilo playing eight positions. I never liked Titus Howard practicing everywhere but left tackle his rookie season. I didn't like it. I just put guys.
You
in
have
position.
To have versatility. Like,
no, okay. you know who's not versatile? The guy that plays left tackle and right tackle at Alabama that Bill O'Brien coaches right now. Yeah. That guy plays left tackle and that guy plays right tackle.
That's it.
And when that guy right tackle graduates, there's a new right tackle. Okay, it's just I hate that move around crap. I just don't like it. I don't like it. So I really hope that Dennis Kelly seems like a nice guy. I really hope he's not a member of the Houston Texans, because that would
lead
me to believe that if Kelly's not in, Howard is the right tackle. If Kelly is in, then Howard's going to be a guard.
Right.
Now, maybe you can depress the salary because he plays guard if he ends up playing guard pretty well. Because guards don't make near as much as tackles.
I will say this. If I had to guess, I would say Dennis Kelly will be a Texan.
Mm-hmm.
Not just and really, I'm just having fun with it. Not just because he knows the offensive coordinator quite well and probably shared a room with him when they were kids. But because of what we've been talking about here, there is a need, certainly with Titus Howard moving to guard. And the other thing, he fits the profile.
Yeah.
I mean, what is the profile of a 2021 Houston Texan? End of your career.
Misfit toy?
Yeah, Island of Misfit Toys. End of your career. Maybe they'll find something. There's still something left in the tank.
Or underachiever in a previous spot.
Trying to cash one more check.
Yep.
I mean, he is the prototypical Houston Texan for 2021.
Will Mark Berman...
Yes.
Meet the Kelly family at the airport when they come in town.
What about the touchy-feely story?
What do you think about that?
What's it like playing with your brother as the offensive coordinator? Did you ever
dream? I got a thought. I lost it. If I can remember what it is, I'll come back to you.
Did you ever dream something like this was possible when you were growing up in blah, 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 Virginia or wherever the hell they're from?
just take his sound bites from the last 4 years when they've played against each other each week and just replay them. While we're on roster moves, the Texans over the weekend traded for a wide receiver, a player named Anthony Miller, who was on the Bears. Now the Bears, let's be very clear about where the Bears are as an organization. They don't have a lot of good wide receivers.
Mm-hmm.
So there was opportunities to be had in Bears camp for the wide receivers. And they decided that Anthony Miller was not one of those guys deserving of the opportunity. And all it took was a late-round pick swap to get Anthony Miller.
They didn't even specify the round, right? Was it sixth?
I have not seen a specific round on that.
Yeah.
But a late-round pick swap is all it took to get Anthony Miller to Houston. Miller, out of Memphis, a former second-round pick by the Bears, has been extremely disappointing, to say the least, and punched a guy in the NFC wildcard game and got ejected in the NFC wildcard game in a very close game, might I add.
Yeah.
A very close game, he got ejected from the game.
The Chicago faithful are thrilled.
Yes.
Calling him a draft miss and just never quite panned out to what he was going to, you know, what he was projected to be. So, again, fits the profile.
Yes.
Absolutely fits the profile for the Texans right
now. I will say, though, physically impressive guy.
Yeah, no question.
Slot wide receiver, potentially.
So Kiki QT, all of a sudden, they're trying to replace him every hour, much less every season.
Hey, you had like one of the most impressive debuts ever against the Colts, so maybe you just sit.
Yeah.
You know, after that. Like, hey, you fumbled the ball once, so you don't get to play anymore. We're going to bring in Randall Cobb to try to beat you, and you're clearly better than him last year.
We're not quite sure on Randall Cobb. I mean, we like him, but we'll go ahead and bring in Anthony Miller.
Yeah. Come on.
What's Kiki going to do?
I know, and we'll ask McClain this when he joins us tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I know the cat has had some rough practices.
Sure.
I understand that's an element of why Kiki QT has not been trusted by this organization. But damn, he gets it done on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
If the guy can play on Sunday, I don't care if he runs the wrong route on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Tuesday's the day off they usually have. Wednesday. I don't care if he runs the wrong route on Wednesday, if he gets it done on Sunday. I mean, there are Colts defenders that have nightmares about him.
You can get away with that, though, when you're DeAndre Hopkins and you've been in the league for a while.
Yeah, Hop used to never practice.
But who cared?
And now he never practices. And who
Jack
cared?
Easterby cared.
Who cared? Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby did. That's who cared.
But when you're younger, you got to be able to produce and practice.
I get it to an extent, I suppose. Speaking of practice, Aaron Rodgers will be showing up.
Wait, what?
Practice. Yeah, yeah. Remember, he was
to the Packers?
To the Packers, yeah. He's going to play.
Is it going to be like the Deshaun thing?
No. He's committed to the Packers this season. So he's not going to host Jeopardy, which, by the way, he sucked as the Jeopardy host.
No, he did not.
He sucked.
He was good.
He sucked. So he's not going to host Jeopardy. He's not going to get traded. He's not going to hold out. He's not going to sit out. He's not going to retire. He's going to do exactly what the Packers wanted him to do, which is show up and play.
S-A-W-F-T.
Soft.
Right?
Yes.
Come
absolutely.
On, Aaron. What are you doing? You're either in or you're not.
To go from trying to hijack the first round of the NFL draft.
Right.
To then showing up all these months later, 3 months later or so, and having your fiance retweeting videos about, he doesn't like the Packers, he don't want to play for them, and having the fiance's mom like retweet those videos and say, truth. Like,
right.
You're like a clown, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Clown show A-Rod.
I was shocked when I saw this. Like, wait a minute, he caved just like that? Didn't even really, it wasn't even that hard for the Packers to, the report anyway is that he's saying he's going to come back and play. He hadn't officially done it, but.
Any chance he approaches the Packers and hopes for the same scenario that Tom Brady approached the Patriots.
I've seen this floated already.
A couple of years ago where they say, where Brady showed up, he talked with Belichick and he said, one more year, I'll give it my all, you give it your all, let's get this together, let's give it one more shot, see what happens. At the end of the year, we go our separate ways unless something drastically changes.
Well, no, not only that, but part of the deal is that I'm hearing with Aaron Rodgers is exactly what you just said. It's going to be the Tom Brady deal. And I'm in 100%, you're in 100%, but at the end of the year, I have say in where I'm going, and you make it happen.
Brady wrote in a void and no franchise tag to his contract. Right. I don't know the same thing necessarily would happen with Rodgers, because I would assume the team trying to acquire him would want the contract maybe in place. Look, it'd be awesome for Aaron Rodgers if free agency was an option.
Yeah.
But that doesn't do anything for the Packers.
Mm-hmm.
So I would anticipate that now the most likely scenario is Aaron Rodgers plays this year, whatever happens, happens, and then he's traded in the offseason.
Yes.
Which complicates the Deshaun Watson situation, because if you'd be in on Deshaun Watson, in theory, you'd be in on Aaron Rodgers as well. A little bit different. Maybe some teams.
Well, if you're a win-now guy.
Correct. These win-now organizations, they would, in theory, be in on both. So that complicates waiting on Deshaun Watson and not making a move here in training camp or in the middle of the 2021 season.
Right.
So that would complicate things if that is indeed what happens in Green Bay. And I do believe that to be the most likely outcome now. And he plays one season and then they trade him.
Well, now, I mean, he's pretty much said whatever. And he's hurt the franchise, you know, his own team. You know,
yeah.
Devontae Adams wants a deal and everything else is going on over there. And people have stayed away and it affected the draft. I mean, man.
Wide receivers no-showed for this or that. Not to mention the years off your life if you're a Packers fan or a person in the front office.
My goodness!
Like, can you imagine? Like, how do the decision makers of the Packers go home, and their wife likes how's work, honey?
Mm-hmm.
Well, for the second time in franchise history, we've pissed off a Super Bowl winning MVP quarterback.
Yeah.
What'd you do? We don't know. How do you fix it? We don't know.
We did.
I guess we just wait for him to show up.
It got fixed.
Honey, did Aaron show up today? Mm-hmm. Actually, yes, he is showing up.
Hey,
that's
sweet.
Great.
That's sweet.
It's good. Aren't you going to ask about my day? That question always comes pretty quick.
Yeah, it does.
Pretty quick. You better just throw out the cursory. How
was your day, honey? I'm really interested.
Tell me more about what happened on Days of Our Lives.
Oh, that's a shot, man.
Because I assume that I would assume the wife of Packers front office people.
That's a big assumption.
Do not work.
God, you are just sexist.
No, no.
Some women, some men prefer to work. Some don't.
You know what?
If the other spouse, if the spouse is the primary breadwinner. You just said stay at home.
No.
Barefoot and pregnant.
Don't. No, no, no.
You,
don't,
you just
no,
did that.
That's not what I said.
Well,
that's not
how
what
was
I said.
Your day? At home?
A lot of people work from home now, John.
Oh, yeah. That's not what you were saying.
A lot of people work from home now. We didn't get to this, but I do want to mention this, and then we have some more Deshaun Watson stuff I want to get to. So maybe a little bit extra around the NFL as we keep going here. J.J. Watt's new team kind of feels a little bit like his old team with one of the requests
made. I'm not buying this.
Over the weekend.
I'm not buying this.
We'll talk about that, plus some more on Deshaun Watson. He showed up. What is next for Watson? What is next for the Texans? We'll do that next here in Loop Sports Radio 610.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
The more things change, the more things stay the same. Right, JJ?
Man.
I guess that also applies to somebody that maybe tunes in the Loop today and they're like, is it 2018 again?
Wait a minute, what happened here?
John Lopez, Figgy Fig. Landry Locker out today. I'm Cody Stutes.
You are Cody Stutes.
I am Cody Stutes.
Yeah.
At @Cody_Stutes on Twitter. @Lopez on Sports on Twitter.
I'm here for you.
@SportsRadio610. Figgy, I don't know the handle off the top of my head. Tell the people.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The Figgy Fig.
The Figgy Fig.
So J.J. Watt, now Cardinal.
Mm-hmm.
People were excited to see him and Chandler Jones form a prolific pass rush duo. Except Chandler Jones said, hey, I'd like to be traded, please. I'd like to be traded. Don't like his contract. And he wants a new deal or to be traded. John, you and I talked about this before the show.
Oh, this is so transparent.
But at the same time, JJ's got to be like, come on.
Again?
I just left a place where crap like this happened.
Trade him for Merciless. Oh, God, no. JJ would be like, no.
He sucks at football.
Well, did you see David Johnson trying to recruit Chandler Jones to Houston?
Well, sure. They played together, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
David, I appreciate your
enthusiasm. He does not fit the profile.
Yeah, right? Oh, elite pass rusher who's incredible in his prime.
Yeah.
Yeah, not quite what they've been looking for.
Not the Texans profile.
No, no. You and I both believe this will be made right.
Oh,
on a multitude of reasons. One, he's necessary for success. Two, if they're not successful this year in Arizona, the coach and the general manager are both getting fired, and it'll be someone else's problem who has to clean up whatever deal they give him.
Welcome to my Bill O'Brien take from 2018 to 2020. You've heard me say it a million times. B.O.B. kept making these moves, dumb, overpaying, keeping players happy just to stay here, operating with impunity. No matter what he wanted to do, he could do. And hamstringing the salary cap. He didn't care. If it worked, he was going to be a genius. If it didn't work, it was going to be someone else's problem. Guess what?
That is the weirdest part, is the first part of that. Not the latter part, the first part. If it works. How did any of that feel like it was going to work?
Oh, no, he believed it, though. No, but I'm saying he believed it.
I understand, but like, how did he operate? Like, okay, this team's better without DeAndre Hopkins. This team is not going to need those two draft picks for Laremy Tunsil. This team is better with Whitney Mercilus making five times what a free agency salary would pay him. It's just wild that he thought that those moves were big bets.
Right.
Like, and they were big bets, but like, they were not smart gambles that were going to actually pay off if they hit.
But he believed it.
Like, the ceiling was so low if those things nailed
it.
And
he was allowed to operate that way. So, all right, well, I guess it didn't work. I'll see you guys later. I'm going to be in Alabama.
And
now it is someone else's problem. I said this for 2 years.
That's one of the most annoying aspects of this, is he gets to not only walk out of the NRG Stadium with his paper box with all of his crap in it, and a big fat check coming every month, okay? But he also gets to walk into one of the most desirable, now it's a tough spot to have, but one of the most desirable jobs in college football, which is the offensive coordinator at Alabama.
Well, but I mean, he was a coach in the NFL, head coach in the NFL, you're going to get a good job. That's just the way it is. And Nick Saban is the Reclamation Project head coach.
Right, but nobody.
Sark, you know.
Nobody wants to see your ex succeed.
No. Who's to say he will succeed?
Even if, but he
and Nick, side note, he and Nick Saban have multiple explosions on the sideline.
Here's what I'm saying. He's living right.
He's living right.
And not like he's sitting out, you know. Tom Herman's a quality control coach on the Bears.
Yeah. Okay? That's nothing. That usually makes you $50,000 a year.
Yeah. So he ain't living right.
Right.
Bill O'Brien destroyed, or had a heavy hand in destroying, a franchise.
Yeah.
And he's the offensive coordinator at Alabama. So he living right.
Yeah.
Tough job, but he living right.
Back to the Chandler Jones things and how this all relates. There you go. They're going to do the same thing. They're going to give Chandler Jones whatever he wants. They're going to keep him. He's going to be overpaid. And Cliff Kingsbury and I forget the general manager's name.
Steve Keim.
That's right, Keim. Because he was up. He's been around for a while.
Steve Keim's on his third head coach.
Yeah.
He also got a DUI on July 4th.
They're going to say, all right, if it works, we're geniuses. If it doesn't, all right, let this is somebody else's problem.
Can I put a quick sidebar in? Don't drink and drive.
Mm-hmm.
Second sidebar, you have to be a complete idiot to drink and drive on July 4th when there's checkpoints everywhere trying to catch people drinking.
And that's that no refusal stuff and all that weekend.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to get done.
All right, John. I believe I understand and see the absolute best case scenario for the Texans and Deshaun Watson.
Okay.
I believe I have it. I believe I have determined a way that this ends up as the best case scenario, and I don't see any other way that it ends up anything better. So a part of this is going to be the Texans need to have a top pick themselves. So top three, top four. So it may be a rough win-loss season for the Texans. But the other element of this is one of these teams that's not interested today becomes interested in the offseason. And that team's the New York Football Giants, a heritage franchise, a franchise that very much wants to win. and a franchise that has two first-round picks next year. Mm-hmm. The Giants have the Bears' selection as well as their own. Well, if you'll remember, the Giants are fresh off of picking right outside the top 10, and the Bears potentially could be starting a rookie quarterback at some point this year in a division that now includes Aaron Rodgers, potentially a different Detroit team, and a Minnesota team that's pretty darn good.
Yeah.
Okay? If the Giants and the Bears are both bad next season, and there are two top 10 selections, one from the Giants, mm-hmm. one from the Bears, and the Giants decide to trade for Deshaun Watson with both of those top 10 selections and some other things, and the Texans end up with three selections inside the top 10, that to me is the best case scenario. Now, there's a lot of waiting on that, and there's a lot of things that need to happen, but if that happens, could you even imagine the amount of fun Nick Caserio would have with three top 10 selections?
I couldn't imagine any general manager with that.
And don't you get near that EA Sports button, Figgy.
Don't I got you, it queued up.
Don't you get near that, because it is absolutely possible with a rookie quarterback in Chicago and the Giants falling apart at the QB spot with Daniel Jones. It is absolutely a possibility.
That's a great scenario, and it's the New York Giants, for goodness sakes. It's one of the most viewed and followed and covered and marketable organizations in sports.
This doesn't matter to me, but sometimes it matters to teams, and it's the NFC.
Yes.
It's not the AFC. You know, you won't ever have to go through him to succeed in the AFC.
Right. I think there are some other possibilities out here that are really good fits as well.
So you have a possibility that is as good, maybe better?
No, I like yours. Okay. I'll let other people judge on that.
But do you have some that occur a lot faster than me?
Correct.
Okay.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I want to dive into that. I gave you my best case scenario, but John has a scenario that's very good and there's not as much waiting. So maybe you prefer that. So we'll dive in to that. He's John Lopez. That's Figgy Fig. I'm Cody Stutes in for Landry Locker here today as we talk a little bit more about life with Deshaun Watson showing up. No fines for Deshaun, but plenty still to be decided by the Texans with their star quarterback. We'll do that next year in the Loop. Sports Radio 610.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
John's in his normal spot. Figgy Figs in his normal spot. Landry in Vegas. If you missed him and you're missing him, he joined us live from Las Vegas. Catch it on the Odyssey app. I just got through laying out what I consider to be the best case scenario for the Texans and Deshaun Watson in a trade.
And I liked it.
There's some work and some waiting that needs to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, it boils down to the Texans themselves having a top selection, as well as the New York football Giants having a bad year,
mm-hmm.
and the Chicago Bears having a bad year. And the Giants own the Bears selection. And potentially, the Giants and Bears have bad enough years. They end up in the top 10. The Giants want a deal for Deshaun Watson. They feel like they're just a quarterback away. They trade for Deshaun Watson. And Nick Caserio has three top 10 selections to work with in the 2022 NFL draft.
I like it.
Now,
I really do. I think that's probably better than my scenario. But let's say things are moving quickly here.
It takes a lot of waiting. And a lot of if and a lot of work.
Little finger crossing.
A little finger crossing for my thing.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Happen. Possible, yes. Likely. It's low on the likely scale, but possible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? What do you got for me? You have a scenario that is fun, maybe not as fun, but it happens quicker,
yeah.
Which may be in, some people would be in favor of having this thing be settled pretty quick.
Yes, and all indications lately are that it would be, a lot of people on both sides are in favor of this happening quick. So we're into training camp now for the Texans officially on Wednesday. You get to really start to see what these guys look like on the field. New starting quarterbacks in a lot of cities. Some quarterbacks who may or may not have been a little bit underachieving in their careers, but people have confidence in them.
Okay.
Some rookie quarterbacks.
Okay.
Once you get into training camp and you're Sean Payton.
Oh.
And you're there, sitting there going, Michael Thomas is out. What'd you say, 4 months? I was talking to you about
it. It could be 4 months. He's missing a good portion of the season.
Yeah, I think it's 4 months.
In a very competitive division.
Very competitive division.
Where
the Super Bowl champions.
The Super Bowl champions reside and bring back 22 out of 22 starters.
Yeah.
The Carolina Panthers are going to be better, we all believe. The Falcons stink, but it's a competitive NFC as well.
Jameis Winston's cap hit is just $5.5 million for 2021.
Oh.
If you get into camp and you're Sean Payton and you're like, and first of all, if you're Sean Payton, you know very few coaches in the NFL can withstand something of a down year better than Sean Payton.
He has around the most stability and cachet of any coach in the National Football League.
Yes.
Really only matched by perhaps Belichick, and I would say he has more than John Harbaugh. Because I think if there was a really bad Ravens season, maybe John Harbaugh would get the axe.
Right.
But it's up there with Belichick as far as the cachet and the staying power that he has.
Yeah. So there's a guy that can do whatever he wants and has.
Sure.
Maybe he doesn't like what he sees in Jameis Winston, even though he's been a big fan publicly. But he's you know, a lot of coaches do that. You got Michael Thomas out for 4 months. So pretty much a wash this year.
Okay.
You trade him the next three first-round draft picks that you have. I don't think Sean Payton would blink at that. You cut Jameis Winston, and whatever else you know might be involved. You get Deshaun Watson learning the offense with no Michael Thomas. It would be attractive to the Texans because the Saints probably would be struggling to even make the playoffs at that point.
They are not a top 10 team, but they're not a playoff team.
I mean, you still got incredible talent on that team.
Correct.
You know, no question about it, but it would be more of a struggle. So the draft pick wouldn't be like 30, you know. It wouldn't be.
It's not going to be 10, though. You know?
Yeah.
It wouldn't be 30, but it's not going to be 10.
Yeah. So you get a team with that can withstand it. They move on. Deshaun gets to Louisiana, not, you know, in the South, not far from where he played a lot of football, including in that stadium. And you get your draft picks if you're the Texans and he's in the NFC.
So can I pull out like a red pen like a teacher would and be like
this is where you're wrong.
Yeah, I like your thought and your premise.
Mm-hmm.
I like your landing spot. I think you maybe took hurdles that don't even need to be taken.
Oh, really?
And I know it's a timeliness matter. Why wouldn't the Saints just call right now anyway? And
oh, I mean, who's to say they haven't?
And perhaps because it is a conglomerate, a mismatch of who knows what the Texans have.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps there's an attractiveness to having Jameis Winston here in a Texans uniform. You don't even have to get rid of him. You throw him in. Here's some draft picks. Here's a player that's
underperformed. That's a great point.
Here's some draft picks, a player that's underperformed for us, and a quarterback to put into your quarterback competition.
Mm-hmm.
And let's do this deal. Let's do it in a timely manner. Okay. Also, by the way, the Saints, regardless of Winston's performance, would likely be a February 2022 team that'd be interested too.
Yeah.
If Winston does not play well,
bingo.
Or if he's set to hit free agency and they don't want to pay him, they'd rather pay Deshaun Watson. The Saints should be a team that's interested at all times.
I agree.
My fear would be there's enough on that roster and Sean Payton is that good of a coach and Deshaun Watson is that talented that they end up being really good.
Yeah.
And they make the playoffs, they make a run, and then that draft pick's not a
team.
It's not in the teens. But by the way, most of the trades that you would make now
are going to be that.
Are going to be similar scenarios.
Yeah.
Because the Broncos could sneak into a wild card spot. I'm not going to say they're going to win the West because they're not. Even with Deshaun Watson, they're not. The Dolphins were a playoff team last year, so you're looking at a pick in the 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Washington football team was a playoff team last year, so it would stand to reason you're looking at a pick in the 20s. Philly with Deshaun Watson should be competing for a wild card spot. That's a pick in the 20s. So, yeah, most teams, if they acquire Deshaun Watson now, are going to have a pick in the 20s. That's where it gets precarious because you don't know where any of these draft picks are going to be. In March and prior to the legal stuff popping up, Nick Caserio knew exactly where everyone was picking or where they could get to.
Let me tell you, go ahead.
He knew San Fran could get to 3 if they wanted to trade, you know, the 3rd overall pick to the Texans. And he knew the Jets had 2. He knew the Panthers had whatever it was, 8, you know?
Right. So why would the Saints be willing to trade the next 3 first round picks and then some, or maybe even the next 4 first round picks and then some? Let me tell you why. Michael Thomas is locked up until 2025.
Mm-hmm.
Alvin Kamara is locked up until 2025. Deshaun Watson is locked up until 2025. You could trade the next 4 first-round draft picks and not feel anything.
By the way,
if you're the Saints,
Ryan Ramczyk, their right tackle is locked up.
Mm-hmm.
Their left tackle's, I think, good to go. They got a couple of defenders that are signed up long-term. So yeah, the Saints are in compete mode for the next few years.
You don't need the first-round picks. I mean, that sounds extremely counterintuitive. But you got Alvin Kamara, Michael Thomas, and Deshaun Watson locked up through 2025.
They've kind of blown it on some first-round picks. They drafted that kid out of UTSA. Hadn't been any good. Marcus Davenport.
I thought he would be, by the way.
I thought he would be, too.
Yeah.
I didn't like that they traded up and traded a future. By the way, the Saints have not been scared to trade first-round picks. That's one of the teams that spent a first-round pick to trade for Brandon Cooks.
Yeah.
You know? So they've not been afraid to spend a first-round pick on someone. They also spent a first-round pick in the following year to trade up to get Marcus Davenport, the player we just mentioned.
Would you give up your next 4 first-round picks to have those 3 guys on your offense and just fill in the blanks otherwise for the next 4 years?
Yeah, I'll sign a bunch of
next 5
That's
years,
a Super
really.
Bowl contender.
Oh,
at that
come
point.
On now.
Yeah.
I would venture to say
favorite.
They'd be a favorite in one of those years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If not all.
If not all.
I mean, just those 3 guys alone.
Man, you're putting Sean Payton with Deshaun Watson.
And those other 2 dudes. Not a bad defense.
And we know, I mean, Deshaun Watson was getting it done. This is no disrespect to Brandon Cooks, but he ain't Michael Thomas. He may report his injuries in a more timely manner.
Yeah.
Deshaun was getting it done with Brandon Cooks and Chad Hansen and Kiki QT. And now you swing over to New Orleans and it's like, oh, this is what
Carlos Hyde.
Carlos Hyde was running back.
What's the difference between Carlos Hyde and Alvin Kamara?
Oh, significant.
Come on.
Ryan Ramczyk on the offensive line.
Yeah.
There's some juice there.
I would do it.
Don't hate it. I don't hate it.
And especially with Sean Payton. He could just sit there and say, trust me. Hell, let's give him the next 5 first-round draft picks.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. We'll work around that. Yeah. I'm Sean Payton, damn it.
I'm Sean Payton, damn it.
That's right. Oh, my God.
Something that we need to bring up again, we mentioned it a moment ago. If indeed Aaron Rodgers is going to play this last year for Green Bay and this is his last year with the Packers, if that is indeed the scenario in the case in Green Bay, it is a interesting situation if you have to wait till the offseason next year, because then teams will have the opportunity to decide between Aaron Rodgers or Deshaun Watson if they're win now teams. So you don't – I'm not saying you don't want to have to deal with that, because you deal with what you have to deal with to get the maximum value.
Right.
But that is a wrinkle that was not present in March of this year when Deshaun Watson first made his request. And that was a wrinkle that was not, we didn't think was going to be present and is seemingly likely to be present next year. So it's, right. It's a nice wrinkle to the equation. So again, earlier the better in that scenario, if that's something you're worried about.
No, I absolutely.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
You can see that. Go ahead.
At the same time, though, if you miss on Aaron Rodgers and you end up with Deshaun Watson,
That's pretty good.
The same type of team is trading for each of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
The price is maybe a little different, but if you get to the point, it's like going to buy a car. If you walk into the lot and you know you have to have a car, you're probably leaving with a car.
You're determined to leave with a car.
And I couldn't get the exact car I wanted, but I still need a car.
Right.
Yeah, I couldn't get Aaron Rodgers, but I still need a star quarterback because we're trying to win now. Well, maybe I'll pay a little bit more for a newer model.
You think?
That has less miles
you
on
think?
It. A little bit more for a newer model that has less miles on it.
For what you're giving up, well, first of all, Aaron Rodgers, if you haven't heard, is kind of caved, got a little soft, S-A-W-F-T. And it appears like he'll be playing for the Packers this year.
Are you surprised? Is not the right word that I want to use. So I'm going to walk you through my thought process, and then you tell me what word I should be using instead of surprised. But are you a little surprised that the Eagles are getting this much run as the landing spot for Deshaun Watson? Again, surprised is not the word I want to use. But
amused.
Are you amused that the Eagles are getting as much run for Deshaun Watson as they are?
I am. And I referenced this a little bit last week. I think the Eagles are kind of like the flavor of the month or flavor of the week or whatever, because they make the most sense from an easy deal. An easy deal is, hey, they got three first. They're asking for three first.
Correct.
Bingo, bango, we got a deal.
Now,
but these guys play chess, not checkers.
The
good ones.
The asterisk in this, yeah. Bill O'Brien was playing Candyland.
Yeah.
So the asterisk in this is they have a second round pick from the Colts that could become a first round pick.
That too.
So it's not technically three first, but
Well, yeah. We assume that Wentz is going to.
We strongly believe Carson Wentz will play enough so that it becomes a first-round pick.
You got three picks. We're looking for three picks. Everybody, I'm amused because everybody's like, okay, I guess it's the Eagles. And there certainly is some fire to that smoke. I mean, most NFL writers of worth anything are saying there is. So I get it, but I'm a little bit amused because a lot of these teams, we didn't have any idea that the Arizona Cardinals were interested in J.J. Watt.
Came out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
Watt broke the news himself on his Instagram.
And I know that's not a trade, but what I'm saying is these general managers, the good ones, they're playing chess, man. They're thinking of things like I just threw out there with the Saints. You know, no one is really saying Saints, Texans, it's hot. But if we saw that deal happen, we'd be like, I see what they did there.
I'm a big fan of receiving a no despite the ask. Ask for whatever you want to ask for.
Yeah.
Because it's better to ask and get a no than to never ask.
Don't ask, don't get.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. So, you know another team that is interesting?
I was just going to say, I think, who's to say the Steelers don't have a grand plan?
Well, yeah, that's a team that if...
You know. Sorry, Figgy. But, you know, Ben Roethlisberger says he's skinny, but he's really fat. You know, probably could have retired, may still... You know, once he gets into camp.
His arm got tired at the end of
last
year.
Oh, but the Steelers don't have a lot of salary cap. Okay. I mean.
The salary cap is it's like it's exactly what Matthew McConaughey said in Wolf of Wall Street. It's woozy, wazzy.
Yeah, it's just out there.
They'll figure it out.
Why not Carolina still?
Carolina is one that they are mentioned a lot as like. Also in the running.
It's not like Sam Darnold is some amazing, like, have to play him, have to find out about him situation.
Yeah.
Maybe makes more sense 2022 than 2021. You know what we need to work on, a little homework for us?
Mm-hmm.
We need to figure out what teams make the most sense in 2021 from a trade standpoint and which teams make more sense in a 2022 trade standpoint.
I'm in.
Okay,
I'm
in. We'll work on that for tomorrow.
What if Ben Roethlisberger shows up? Sorry, Figgy, I hate to do this. And says, yeah, I think I'm going to retire.
I want to be clear, I'm not wishing this, but an injury popping up could go a long way into creating the thought and the necessity to have a Deshaun Watson in a trade. With or without a suspension coming.
Right.
If someone who is really close to winning a Super Bowl or competing for a Super Bowl loses their quarterback in training camp, they make the move for Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
If Fitzy shows up and hurts his leg and can't play for the year, all right, well, we'll play Taylor Heineke for 6 weeks while Deshaun Watson is suspended, and then we'll run him out there in the Washington football team. And by the way, Dan Snyder and the Washington football team, they don't care about PR backlash.
All right. No, they don't at all. I mean, if they did. I'm going to give you four teams.
Okay.
Tell me the percentage chance. Figure you two. The percentage chance that when the Texans, and it is a win, I think we all agree, trade Deshaun Watson. Yeah. When they trade Watson, that it won't be one of these four teams. All right? What's the percentage that the trade will happen with 28 other teams other than these four?
Okay.
Denver, Philadelphia, Miami, and what's the other one most popular? I'll say Carolina.
Or Vegas.
Vegas. I'll say Vegas. So what are the
Denver,
odds?
Denver, Miami, Philadelphia, and Vegas?
Yeah, that the Texans ultimately trade with a team other than those four.
I would be extremely surprised if Deshaun Watson does not end up in one of those four spots.
Okay, what's the percentage chance that he does?
Because Philly has those picks, the Broncos are in desperation mode and have to keep up at the quarterback spot. Vegas is a wild card. Like, it feels like it's probably like a 60 to 75% chance that one of those four teams ends up with him.
Figgy?
Yeah, I kind of agree. I was going to say maybe about 25, 30% chance.
But see,
that might be somebody else.
Y'all think that those are high? That's a high percentage. It's not. There's a 30% chance, according to both of you, and I would agree, if not maybe even more, that the team that trades for Denver, we're not even talking about. That it is a New Orleans. That it is, you know, a Pittsburgh. Sorry, Figgy. You know, that it is something like that.
A New England.
30% is a good number. So that's why how we all started this day is so relevant. The Texans are taking calls. The price is, they hope, going up. Deshaun Watson is out. I think more and more it's going to be a better market for the Texans.
What's next with that? What's the latest? You don't want to miss it. It's right here on Sports Radio 610, so don't go anywhere. And we'll have plenty. We got a homework assignment already for tomorrow. So plenty to get to here on In the Loop. John Lopez, he's Figgy Fig in his normal spot. I'm Cody Stutzen for Landry Locker. And Ron and Clint are headed your way next.
Thank you, Peggy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.